Thank you, Naomi. Brilliant. Love that time of communion there. Fantastic. It's such a joy to share the Word of God with you today. And I'm just enjoying this church service so much this morning. Pastor Daniel and Pastor Megan are doing an amazing job leading this church. I am just so excited to see what great things are happening. Amen. You know, we've seen such incredible growth over the last year or so. And lives are being changed, people are being impacted, new leaders are being raised up. It's just a joy. And this morning, I just loved the praise and worship. I felt like I was just about to take off and fly through the air. Just amazing songs and worship. And the message in the music was everything I wanted to share about this morning. And Kate, your little words for the beginning was just everything I wanted to share. So I don't need to preach today. It's already here. So I'll just produce a conclusion, okay? And you can see what it's really all about today. And so we've got a great series this month, Sabbath, Shalom, and Spiritual Rest. And the aim of this series this morning and throughout this month is to ensure that God's people experience that rest, that rejuvenation, that strength, that enables us to be strong in the Lord and to be able to fulfill the call of God on our lives. We want to see that, don't we? Our aim is not only to experience rest in this new year time when it's so common for us to review and assess and take time out to recuperate after a busy season like Christmas and the end of the year and that sort of thing, but it's also to equip us that we would engage in the principles of Sabbath and Shalom and spiritual rest in a manner that continues to serve us all the way through the year. Imagine that you would take time out when you need it, holidays when you need it, times of spiritual rest and retreat and sabbatical, because it's good practice rather than because you're about to keel over with tiredness, stress, anxiety, and loss of hope. Wouldn't that be great? And that's what this message is all about through January. How can we ensure that we have all the spiritual, emotional, and physical energy we need to be great for God? Do you want to be there? Me too, me too. Session one last week, Daniel spoke about the three tanks: physical, emotional, and spiritual. And he revealed the purpose of Sabbath, which was to have that time every week when there's a plan to make sure that these times of rest take place. And he gave us three encouragements to put into our year. Make sure that we set aside time for Sabbath. And Sabbath is more than just physical rest. It's about emotional strength. It's about spiritual refreshing as well. But make sure you plan it. Make sure you plan an emergency time of Sabbath when you really need that extra time. And thirdly, make sure you understand the purpose of Sabbath is to say that you stay strong. Strong in your body, strong in your heart and mind, strong in the Holy Ghost, so that you can be great for God. Our nation needs it, don't they? Our nation needs Jesus in such an incredible way. So let's think about life as it really is for all of us here today. The reality is that we all face challenges. Challenges in our lives, things like maybe a diagnosis of an illness or an injury, maybe a financial stress or loss, maybe a relationship failure or breakdown, maybe a loss of direction or meaning or joy due to life not turning out to be the way you wanted it to. There are many different challenges and tough times that we all face in life. We go through difficulties. I did some research thinking about what's going on for the mental health of Australians. And in the year 2020 to 2022, 43% of Australians experienced some kind of mental disorder at some point in their lives. That's a lot, isn't it? It also said that 17% of Australians experience an anxiety disorder. It said that 7.5% of Australians experience an affective disorder such as depression. And that 15% of Australians experienced high or very high levels of psychological distress. The need is great, isn't it? And I know that standing here this morning, for every single person here today, there will have been times when you went through really tough times. You went through stress, anxiety. You faced troubles and difficulties that deeply challenged you. It impacted your thought process, your emotions. It impacted you physically. And you really needed to work out, how do I get through this stuff? So I want to ask you a great question this morning. How do you react when everything turns black in your world? When the bad news hits you so hard that you just gulp and swallow and you think, I can't believe what I just heard. How do you react? Let me tell you a story of someone really famous who went through something like this and set out for us an inspiration of how to walk through it. There's a very famous man called Horatio Spafford, and he wrote a hymn. This is back in the late 1800s. This man went through several tragedies in his life. The first was his son, aged 2 years, died. And Horatio was a very strong and effective and famous business person living in Chicago in the United States. And in 1871, there was a citywide Chicago fire. And it ruined him financially. His business interests were further hit by an economic downturn in 1873. It's a lot to live through, isn't it? It's a huge challenge. The death of a child, your business falling apart. He had planned at that time to travel to Europe with his family on a ship called the SS Ville de Havre. In a late change of plan, he sent his family ahead while he was delayed on business concerning the zoning problems following the Great Chicago Fire. While crossing the Atlantic, the ship on which his wife and four daughters were traveling sank after hitting another ship called the Loch Earn. All four of Spafford's daughters died. His wife survived and sent him the now famous telegram, "Saved alone." Shortly afterwards, Spafford travelled to meet his grieving wife. As he travelled on another ship from USA to England, he was passing over the very spot where his daughters were drowned. At that time, he was inspired to write the words of a hymn as his ship passed near the location where his daughters had died. Imagine Horatio and his wife being separated at this time of tragedy. Imagine the infinite pain of losing your five children and not being able to be there to hold each other and to weep together. Imagine the thoughts in Horatio's mind. He just thought, I've got to get to her. I've got to get to her. I've got to be there so I can hold her. And as he's crossing the ocean, it's a long trip. And it takes so long. And he's praying and thinking, and he comes to this very special part in the middle of the Atlantic, and he realizes that right here, some weeks ago, my girls left this earth. And this is what he wrote, inspired by God, these words. When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. The chorus goes on, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. The second verse, though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, lest this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. God inspired him to write these words. They've been sung around the world for decades. You know what? Spafford and his wife actually ended up serving as missionaries in Jerusalem, giving themselves to the call of God. That says something, doesn't it? That someone could recover from this level of grief to a place where they'd go to a completely different nation, completely different language, and become a preacher of the gospel to help other people. So what does Spafford mean when he says, peace like a river attendeth my soul? How can such a life-altering tragedy result in him saying, it is well with my soul? How can he possibly say that? He is talking about the peace of God, the shalom of God. Today's message is about shalom, the peace of God. And I want to show you today how you can receive the peace of God in your soul, in your life. And I want you to look at this verse with me, Isaiah 53, verse 5. I want to unpack this verse because it is revolutionary, it is foundational, it is absolutely important that you and I understand what this verse is saying to us. But this is a prophecy from Isaiah speaking about Jesus on the cross. He says, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Jesus carried our sins, didn't he? He was punished on the cross so that we can be set free and forgiven. And what is due to us in punishment for our wrongdoings, Jesus carried it on the cross. He was pierced for our transgressions. That's the sins that we do wrong. He was bruised or crushed for our iniquities. That's that sin nature that's in us that keeps wanting to do the wrong thing. Jesus took care of it. He was crushed so that we could be set free from it. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. Jesus was punished so that we could have peace. And by his stripes, we are healed. The stripes refers to the whip marks on Jesus' back. So this whole experience of Calvary, more than just being crucified, also the whip on his back, but also those moments in the Garden of Gethsemane where he lifted his heart to God and said, can this cup pass from me? Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Made the willingness choice to go to Calvary, no matter what pain that entailed. stress so high on him, he sweat drops of blood. We're talking about the creator of the universe here in a human body. Jesus bore all that you and I face that would take our peace away. Not just our sins, not just our sicknesses, but the stresses, the anxieties, the pain, the grief, anything that you and I ever face that would really hurt us and hold us back, Jesus was punished so that you and I could be free of that. Can you see that today? The work of the cross, the work of Calvary, so that we can be set free. So what does peace mean? What does this word shalom mean? In the Old Testament, the word peace is the word shalom. If you go to Israel today, you greet someone, you say, Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. All our brothers and sisters in our Farsi service here today, or last night, they say shalom when they greet each other. Shalom means peace, but oh boy, it's a whole lot more than just good feelings. It's a whole lot more than just a lack of conflict. This word peace means the coming together of God, humans, and all creation in justice, fulfillment, and delight is what the Hebrew prophets call shalom. We call it peace, but it means more than peace of mind or an absence of conflict. In the Bible, shalom means a universal flourishing, wholeness, delight, a rich state of affairs in which God is in control and everything is as it should be. And you and I hear that and we're going, yeah, it sounds really great, but everything is not as it should be for me. But God is saying, when we get his peace, even though the four daughters are gone, it is well with my soul. Circumstances may not change, but God will give you victory in them. God will give you a sense of, I am okay. God is for me. I can arise above this because Jesus carried all this pain for me. Do you want that? This month is showing you how to get it. The state of affairs that inspires joyful wonder in the union with you have with your Creator. Shalom, in other words, is a way of things ought to be, everything in its right place. Is it well with your soul? Do you have the shalom of God right now? In the times that we live in, we will experience stress and anxiety and depression. It happens to all of us. Some overcome it in a moment, some in weeks, some in years, some never. But with God's help, we can arise above it and become strong people and get together with someone else who's experiencing anxiety, grief, and stress and say, let me show you the way through. There is an answer. As you can see, I'm a fairly old person. So obviously I've been through some ups and downs in life. Chrissy and I have walked through some deep darkness at times. I'm not talking about our relationship, I'm talking about the experiences we've had. We're great, but we've had to face challenges. And there's been many times when my head was screaming. And I sometimes find that I go to bed and my mind is so stressed, but I get up in the morning, which is my normal time to pray, and I think, okay, it's time to go to Jesus. And I walk out of my prayer, I'm thinking, I think I'm going to make it. Because I've connected with God. I've found some shalom. And when I found out years ago about shalom and what it really means, and now in my prayer time, I'm all the time saying, God, I receive your shalom today, your overwhelming sense of joy and life and peace and strength and connection with you. That's who I am. And yet I still face that trouble, this difficulty, that thing didn't happen, that thing's not happening the way it should, but I'm overcoming in Christ. This is how we are to live. This state of peace is what you're born for. It's what God intends for every believer. Peace that passes all understanding, filling your heart and mind, no matter what the circumstances. Some people here today will have faced things much greater than I've faced. Some maybe less. But what we all face as human beings is opportunity to be able to connect with God and make sure that we can overcome. Because there's a world out there that needs Jesus. And they need to see what is the answer, what is the way through. Look with me on John 14, verse 27. I'm going to go to the Amplified version here. Not sure if that's how it is on the screen, maybe not. Listen to this. Peace I leave with you. Now, this is written in the New Testament, so it's in Greek, so the word peace is not shalom, but it's a direct translation, so we're talking about the same thing. My peace I leave with you. My perfect peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. You were born for more. Shalom means universal flourishing, wholeness and delight, a rich state of affairs. You were created to walk with Him, to know Him, to fellowship with Him, to be fully filled and flooded with God Himself, which means that you have peace, the shalom of God. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, isn't He? And the church, this is the role of the church right now in Australia and around the world, is to be an oasis of peace where people can come in the door and go, oh my God, I feel the weight lifting off. I've sat in this church and seen people during the praise and worship, tears stream down their face. Happened to my own mum who came in here aged 89. Tears stream down her face. Sometimes I don't even really understand what's going on. It's not sort of a clear picture, but something's happening. They feel God's love. They feel God's answer. Peace is flowing. This is the church's job, designed to become what is intended to be, a community of shalom, healing and forgiveness in a hostile world. People are drawn to that. They will gather together. They'll find an answer from Jesus here. Imagine how many people are going to walk through these doors because they've just faced a trouble and a difficulty that is destroying their life. And they realize the booze didn't help, the drugs didn't help, the overeating didn't help. Nothing helped. I need God? Yeah. Our mission as people in the church is to mediate the presence of God into the world, spreading shalom, inviting people into reconciliation with God so that they may become Christian and fully healed and overflowing with God's peace. Isn't that a great idea? It's God's plan. So you might be asking this question this morning, how can I get this peace? I really need it. Let me give you the answer right now. Come to God. Peace is obtained because we believe what God has called us into. Exactly as that verse said in Isaiah 53:5. If you believe that Jesus died for you on the cross, your sins are forgiven. It's faith that enables you to receive forgiveness. That same faith enables you to pray for healing and God will heal you. That same faith enables you to receive the peace of God in your life because Jesus paid the price. Look at these verses with me. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on Him, for He cares about you with the deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. I was saying the Amplified Version there. Cast your cares upon Him. So when you're going through a tough time, when it's really hard, when your heart is breaking and when you're crying and you're feeling like, I think I'm going to die, Jesus said, cast your cares upon me. Gather all that pain together, all those worries, all those concerns and hand it over to Jesus and watch Him take it from you. And pour out His love over you. He loves you so much. When you're in pain, His heart is breaking. You remember when Lazarus was dying, was dead, and Mary and Martha came out and said, why weren't you here? Jesus wept. Why did He weep? Was He missing Lazarus? No, He's just about to raise him. Was He crying because, you know, something bad had happened? No. He was crying because He was hurting with Mary and Martha. He has tears of empathy. Look with me, Psalm 29, verse 11. The Lord will give you unyielding and impenetrable strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. That's shalom. Psalm 85, verse 8, I will listen with expectancy to what the Lord will say, for He will speak peace to His people, to His saints, those who are in right standing with Him, but let them not turn again to self-confident folly. When I'm praying through a tough time and facing difficulties, these are some of the things I'm praying, and maybe it's an encouragement to you to know I need to get alone with God or maybe even with my loved ones, and we need to pray some words from the Scriptures that are really helping to us. So I might pray things like this. Jesus, I cast all my cares upon You because I know You care for me. Lord, You carried all that challenges my peace when You went to the cross so that I can receive Your peace. My pain is great, but You have sent the Comforter to lift me up. I receive the Holy Spirit and I receive His comfort today. I will be anxious for nothing, but with supplication will make my request be made known unto God. Thank you, Kate, for that verse this morning. My God will supply all my needs according to His riches in glory. Not just financial, encouragement, strength, joy, peace, life, all my needs. And lastly, I know all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to His purpose. When we begin to declare God's word and we're believing God's word and we're receiving the truth of what He's given to us, the peace of God will be overflowing. Might take more than 1 minute. Might take more than 10 minutes. Keep on going. Receive the peace of God in your life. That is shalom. And I'd love our music team to come, please, today. I want this morning to be a moment when all of us here are able to actually receive the shalom of God. Some of you have had some bad news just this week. Some of you are facing an ongoing challenge. Could be a health thing, could be family that's far from God, could be a financial struggle or something that you just can't seem to get an answer. And it makes you feel discouraged at times. Anxiety is a tough thing to walk through. But this morning, I want to help you and I experience the shalom of God. Would you like that? And I want to ask you right now, stand up with me, please. And our team is going to lead us in a worship chorus. Something, you know, like slower, not fast, yeah. And in this time of worship, I want you to lift up your heart to God. And I want you to be able to say, Lord, my anxiety, my stress, my depression, my hurt, I hand it over to you. I cast my cares upon you because I know you care for me. And as the worship is playing and the team is singing here, I want you to go through that process, hand it over to God, take on the shalom of God, receive something supernatural into your heart and mind and soul today. Let me pray for you right now. Holy Spirit, we're human beings. We live in a world that's often in a mess. We sometimes have to walk through tough times and difficult things. And Lord, we need you. We need your mighty power to flood over us and heal us and set us free. And I pray today, Holy Spirit, that you would pour out the shalom of God upon all of us, that we might be able to experience the fullness of God in us, the joy of knowing that you are with us, that you are for us, that you are making a way where there is no way, that you're giving us victory in the midst of tough times. Holy Spirit, breathe on us right now in Jesus' name. Thanks, guys. Go for it.